For this Thursday, February 26th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Mount Vernon High School boys swim team has several events competing at the state finals this weekend in Indianapolis. A community send-off is planned for 7:30 tomorrow morning at Mount Vernon High School as supporters gather to cheer the team on before they hit the road. Leading the charge is senior Ozzy Jankowski, who will compete in the 100 butterfly and the 100 backstroke. Jankowski is coming off a record-breaking performance at the Deaconess Aquatic Center, where he set new sectional records in both events. In the 100 backstroke, he surpassed a record that had stood since 2000, previously held by Olympian Bryce Hunt. Jankowski is a four-time PAC conference champion and will continue his swimming career at Wabash College after graduation. He won't be the only Wildcat making the jump to the collegiate level. Senior Ryan McCollum, who placed third in the 500 freestyle and fourth in the 200 freestyle at sectionals, has also committed to swim at Wabash College. The Wildcats 200 freestyle relay team of CJ Gentry, Clayton Green, Camus O'Daniel, and Ozzy Jankowski captured the sectional championship title and look to carry that momentum into the state finals. O'Daniel is also coming off strong individual performances, finishing runner-up in both the 200 individual medley and the 100 backstroke at sectionals. A Mount Vernon business was among those recognized on Tuesday as Indiana Governor Mike Braun honored Hoosier companies and individuals for exemplary workplace safety practices during the annual Governor's Workplace Safety Awards event. In the partnerships category, AstraZeneca's Mount Vernon supply site received recognition for its collaborative efforts to strengthen workplace safety and health. The award highlights organizations that build strong partnerships to promote safe and healthy work environments. An Evansville woman is making a major investment in the future of science education. The University of Evansville announced that Barbara J. Kolb Price is planning a $2 million estate gift for the chemistry department. The university says the endowment will help recruit and retain top employees, expand student research opportunities, and upgrade lab equipment. Price graduated from UE, then named Evansville College, in 1966 and was a longtime Board of Trustees member. Holiday World and Splash and Safari officials say they will host an in-person job fair this weekend as the park ramps up efforts to hire for its 80th season. According to a press release, the event will provide applicants with the opportunity to learn about more than 30 departments, speak directly with park leaders, and participate in on-the-spot interviews. Park officials plan to hire 2,000 seasonal team members across departments, including food and beverage, lifeguards, ride operations, EMTs, morning cleaning, mowing, and many more. Officials say applicants must be at least 14 years old to apply, though most positions have a minimum age of 16 or older. Adults seeking seasonal employment, including retirees and teachers, are encouraged to apply. They say due to high return rates among seasonal team members, available positions for new applicants may fill quickly. In-person interviews take place this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Holiday World Human Resources. Attendees should submit an online application in advance at holidayworld.com/jobs. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys basketball plays their final game of the regular season at home versus South Spencer. The JV game is at 6 o'clock and the varsity game follows at 7:30. The Wildcats are 12-10 on the year. You can listen to this evening's varsity game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyKennyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball also plays their last game of the regular season at home with Gibson Southern. The JV game begins at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 7-14 on the season. You can hear the varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyKennyRadio.com. Last night in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces got waxed in Nashville by the Belmont Bruins 98-64. A.J. Casey was the highest scorer for UE with 21 points. The Purple Aces have lost four straight games and are 6-23 overall and 2-16 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They play their final two games of the regular season at home this weekend. Evansville takes on Valparaiso on Saturday at 3 o'clock and Southern Illinois on Sunday at 3 o'clock. This evening, 8th-ranked Purdue is at home versus 13th-ranked Michigan State at 7 o'clock. The Boilermakers have won five of their last six games. Purdue is 22-5 and 12-4 in the Big Ten. In the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers welcome the Charlotte Hornets at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have lost four straight games and are 15-44 on the season. That's news and sports for this Thursday, February 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyKennyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyKennyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.